Welcome back to Shift Talking. I am Davina Hain, your mental health coach and professional friend, here to help you build a life that is unfuckwithable. I am quite under the weather today, so please, I know you're listening, and I know how annoying it can be to hear someone who's sick in your ear, and I hope you are providing me grace, because I find it to be more important to share this information, nasal voice and all, than to not. So here I am. Today we are talking shift all about the fact that our inner critic, that inner voice that we have in our head, is not our voice, and we are still responsible for what it says. This is all inspired by my conversation with a therapist by the name of Leslie Davis. I interviewed her, I believe, over a month ago, and she is the one that we ended up going into almost like a therapy session about me, was that 97% of our behavior is run by this subconscious mind. I think she said up to like 5%. So we're talking like 95 to 97% of all of our behavior is run by the subconscious, which of course means that 3 to 5% of our entire day, of our entire lives, are consciously controlled. And otherwise, we're just running on autopilot based on programming that somebody else did. And by the time we are 7 years old, primarily operates in the theta state, which is kind of like a hypnotic download mode. We're absorbing our environment, our family dynamics, our culture's values, and our caregiver's beliefs without any filter. And this makes so much sense, right? Because we don't inherently know to be skeptics. We don't inherently know to view the people around us as essentially flawed and that they still have plenty to learn too. We tend to, of course, look at our caregivers, our parents, our guardians, the adults around us as these like all-knowing beings until we get older and we're like, you don't know shit. But there is kind of that whole experience. And if you were to peel back that layer, right, if you were to just sit in the reality of this and think about who you were exposed to, for good or bad or neutral, from birth until you were 7 years old, I truly genuinely want you to ask yourself whether, one, you want to be just like them, two, whether you think that they provided value or reduced value, three, whether they are still somebody that you would want to run your programming and run the show for you. They wrote the script and you were out there performing it on stage all day long. So when we were kids, hearing things like stop being dramatic or you're too sensitive or you're just like your father, right? Your nervous system doesn't argue, it records. And those messages become the operating system behind how you respond to life today. We become a broken record. It just goes on repeat. Unless we are ready to press pause and maybe even just, you know, scratch the whole tape entirely, we are going to live and breathe that thought process forever, right? Unless we are willing to put a stop to it. And now that we've kind of recognized that massive, massive fact, let's go a little bit deeper. So you know that voice in your head that says you're not good enough? Or the one that whispers that you shouldn't even try because it won't work? That voice is likely a remix of a parent's criticism, a teacher's disappointment, a coach's harsh words, or growing up in a society whose obsession is perfection. And here's yet another stat that completely blew my mind. We have about 60 to 80,000 thoughts per day, okay? 60 to 80,000 thoughts. 70 to 80% of all of those thoughts are negative. We are talking anywhere from 40 to 60,000 negative thoughts per day. And I don't even necessarily want to focus on how many negative there are. I really want to focus on how few positive there are. We're talking what? 20,000 thoughts per day that are good, that are positive, that don't just view us as these walking pieces of shit. Like, how are we actually supposed to get out from under anything when that becomes the norm, when that becomes the grade that we get? More than anything, I want us to recognize that if we don't step in, that voice will continue to run our entire fucking show. So not only are we running, you know, 95 to 97% of the time on autopilot, our autopilot is most likely flawed and defective. We are experiencing the vast majority of our lives in a negative mental state, especially toward ourselves. And now we add this fact on top of it, that the brain believes what it hears often, not just what's true. Our brain is designed for survival, not accuracy. So if you heard that you're a burden enough times, it gets logged as fact. And you guys, this is like so fucking mind-blowing to me. 90 to 95% of your decisions happen before you consciously decide. I repeat, 90 to 95% of your decisions happen before you consciously decide. That means that our relationship patterns, our financial habits, our fears about parenting, our body image, most of that is being filtered through a subconscious belief system that I did not choose, that we, that you did not choose. So when we talk about the fact that sometimes we feel like we're just losing at life, it was rigged from the fucking get. And this entire theme of today, and also the theme of shift talking, a steady space, the parental shift, everything is going to be all about you. It's about your ownership. This is not about blaming your parents or your third grade teacher or your first heartbreak. This is about you radically taking ownership over your experience because that's all that you're left with. I know how easy it is. I genuinely know how much more convenient it is to blame other people for why you ended up the way that you did. And I get it. And even if that's true, right? Maybe they are to blame. What are you going to do about it now? It is only up to you. Even if they tried to give you advice, you're not going to fucking take it at this point, right? Like, we're no longer operating in those theta waves. So now, just because you didn't write the original script, you have to recognize that you are the one speaking it into existence every day. The voice inside your head is yours now. I'm the captain now, right? Like, it is yours now. And you get to decide if you're going to keep renting space to voices that don't belong to you. They're fucking squatting, you guys, and they do not belong here. They are not allowed here. They are no longer welcome. And before we apply the shift framework here, I want us to take a little bit of time to consider whether we have actually questioned any of our programming. Right? Like when I am sharing that my inherent narrative is that I can't trust myself, that I'm not good enough, that I'm unlovable, that I shouldn't need help. Prior to a few years ago, when I really started doing this work, I never questioned those. You want to know why? I had all of the confirmation bias in the fucking world that I would ever need telling me why it's true. If I had 17 positive interactions with people, my brain harps on the one that would corroborate any one of those other narratives that I had that were poor. It's almost like I would assume that what happens less often is more of the rule instead of the exception, instead of the other way around. The more I do this work, the more I realize how much I've been lied to by myself for all this time. And I continue to be so grateful to myself, right? And I appreciate this previous version of me that started doing this work because I was able to get to this point. Just because this is the way that you have always been does not mean that this is the way that you have to continue to be. And this is also that you get to stop being that way. This isn't a challenge. This is an invitation. So let's jump into the shift framework, okay? Our S, our self-awareness. Ask yourself, what is a sentence or belief or narrative or thought process that I've been carrying that might not actually be mine? Right? What does the voice in your head often say? Put words to it. And where might that come from? If you're not sure where to start, what I'd like for you to do is to focus on the last time you made a mistake. What did your brain tell you? What did you think to yourself once you realized that you made a mistake? And that's where you start. And I know you're going to try to fucking make it cute. I know it's going to be one way or the other, likely, right? Where you're either going to shit on yourself or you're going to find a way to make it someone else's problem. No matter what, I just want you to sit with that before you even try to make it better, before you try to logic it away or even emotion it away. Just sit with it and see what comes through. We move into our H of our healing. You start healing by observing without judgment. Once you recognize what that narrative is, you go, oh, okay, that's a script. I didn't write that. Do I want to continue reading that line? Or do I want to make a little bit of a modification to it? Or do I want to completely overhaul the whole fucking thing? You get to choose something else. That is not a burden. That is a blessing. And here's what we're going to do to innovate that, right? We get to our I, our innovation. Talk back to that voice out loud. You can say, I know you're trying to protect me. This story doesn't serve me anymore, though. We're going to do something new now. Right? And as cheesy as that sounds, my God, once you speak that into existence, you will see how real this can be. You can see how easy this can be. Right? What I'm doing with the parental shift is daunting and scary. I'm investing so much into it, not only just financially, but emotionally, energetically, and personally. And when I think about doing that, there's such a big part of me that screams these really poor narratives. And each time it says not to do it, that who am I to do this work? Who am I to kind of lead and guide throughout this process and all of that just self-deprecating shit? What I end up reframing that as, the innovation that I use is, okay, what makes me say that narrative? What is that narrative accomplishing? And what I tend to find is an attempt at safety. Right? Like it's attempting to keep me where I am because where I am is safer because it's predictable. Where you are, no matter how fucking miserable you are, your body, your brain will convince you to stay within it because at least we know how this one ends. But that's exactly what I tell myself is like, okay, I get it. Right? Like, this is scary. I'm taking a big risk. I'm really putting myself out there, and that's daunting. And I'm so wired for perfection, and it won't be perfect. And I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm confident in my ability to do this. And I know that we all fucking need this. This becomes something bigger than me. And it doesn't have to be this massive program that you're launching. This is your parenting. This is your friendship. This is how you show up at work. This is whether you go to bed on time. Right? Like you can apply this to the seeming minutiae of the day, or you can apply this to the big, daunting, scary, fat, big, hairy goal that you have. But it's you against you. And if you let your programming from people who didn't truly know you, who allowed themselves to bleed on you when you didn't cause their wounds, who allowed for you to be a walking embodiment of all of their misfortunes, their missteps, their underperformance, then you can, but you do not have to. It's from there. It's from challenging these narratives that we get to fortitude. We get to change our inner dialogue. It's going to take repetition, intention, patience. Yes. And every time you redirect the narrative, you are building that mental muscle. You are making a deposit. I oftentimes use the concept of debt when doing this work, right? Most of us have accrued so much fucking debt with ourselves based on a loan that I never took out, right? And what we end up doing here as we challenge these narratives and we build our fortitude, we are making deposits toward paying down that principal. And the 70 to 80% of the time that we are thinking these negative thoughts based on 95 to 97% of the time that I don't even have a say over it, that is all going to just keep swiping and accruing more and more and more debt. You get to stop that cycle. And I think it's powerful as fuck. And if you're anything like me, I know that you can get kind of burdened and bogged down by the fact that like there's so much debt accrued. I am still in so much personal debt, not financial at all, just with myself. And I have paid down so much of that at this point, I don't even look at the balance. I don't even consider it because I have so much confidence that I will get to that point, that I will eventually be in the green. I will pay that shit off. And I can feel that I'm close. And I have no fucking doubt that you can absolutely get to that point too. You just have to be willing to keep doing it. You have to be willing to see your ugly and face it, and also recognize that any of your previous missteps, any of your errors, any of the mistakes and regrets that you have, no matter how deep, they were built based on an autopilot that you, again, did not program. This is not to pass blame at all. You own that shit. You did it. This is an explanation, not an excuse. You absolutely engaged in all of these ways and you made mistakes and you fucking hurt people, no doubt. Do not take away from that. What we do instead, though, is choose to shift it into something new and completely fucking different. So because I made all of these mistakes and because I accrued all of this debt, I get a case of the fuck it's and I just keep doing it anyway? Nah. Negative. That's not what we're doing. What you get to do and what we have a responsibility to as parents is to change that narrative, to modify the autopilot, to modify the programming that we are generating in our children. I don't fucking care how old they are either, whether they're within the 5 to 7 range or whether they're 57. It doesn't fucking matter. You can still guide and mentor them through this. You can still take accountability for things that you did poorly based on the fact that you just didn't know any better. You didn't know any different. And that is okay. It doesn't make the mistakes that you made okay. What it means, though, is that they happened. It is okay that they happened because they did. What is not okay is for you to keep continuing to do the same shit. That shit is not okay. Now that you know better, you do better. Now that you know different, you do different. Now that you know you can rise, you fucking levitate. And then you get to the transformation of self, RT. You are not your thoughts. You are the observer of those thoughts. You are the decider, the narrator, and you get to rewrite the whole fucking script. And not only do you get to, again, you are responsible to. No matter what reason you think that we are on this earth, no matter what, we know that evolution is a fact, right? Where we choose to believe where that started, I don't really fucking care where you land, right? What we do know is that over time, things change and evolve and they adapt to their environment. And this is no different. I used to carry so much, how do I even want to describe this? I used to carry so much wounding from my upbringing, from my placing blame wherever I chose to, because in some places it fit, right? And when I look back, I can see how automatic those things were. I didn't even know to question them. It didn't even come to mind. It didn't even seem like it was an option. I never even stopped to ask whether it was an option because I was running on autopilot 97% of the fucking time. And I know how icky and gross starting to do this work can be. I know that it seems impractical or unrealistic or impossible. But it's only because we're looking at what we want the end goal to be. And we just have to start doing anything differently. I want you, I hope you, stop and ask yourself any question that you haven't asked before. Sit with the possibility that you could actually rewrite this. What comes up for you? Does your brain immediately go to like, nah, nah, nah? Or do you get a bit of like a full chest moment? It's almost like my brain, my thought process had to expand in certain ways in order to like let this truth sink in order to let these concepts sink in. And now that they have, I am so grateful. Now that they have, I like, oh, it's like seeing the light, you know? And so much of our lives are not questioned. So much of our existence is just accepted as fact. And I think that that is a gross injustice. when I consider this for my kids and the version of me that birthed them and began raising them, the idea that I could still be her now is so scary. That is more scary to me than taking on this like more unknown path. Because this one is checking and balancing herself. This one is considering her options. This one is constantly calling into question and leading with curiosity about her thought processes, about the way that she shows up in the world, about the way that she presents to her children and the narratives that she's generating within them. And I'm talking about myself in, well, that's not even a third person. I don't even know what person that is. Someone correct me. But no, you should see the changes, the shifts in my kids, you guys. They are blossoming and thriving because I am. Because my husband is, because we are constantly doing this work. We're holding mirrors to each other as often as we need to, and we are being willing to see blind spots that I just didn't notice. And the reason why I didn't notice them is because of this voice inside my head. These voices inside my head, my inner narratives, who I actually thought I was, my inner dialogue, my inner definition, the way that I perceived myself. And it's not like that's entirely gone. It's definitely here often. I just get better at rewriting it. I get better at challenging it and saying like, well, who the fuck says, according to who? And then I get to be the one to answer that. It's incredible. It's a luxury. And I hope you join me in it. Our Shift RX on Tuesday is going to be all around the concept of not deserving grace until we've suffered enough, right? Like why we push forgiveness away, especially of ourselves and of course of other people. And so that's our Shift RX. And then on Thursday will be my full conversation with Leslie Davis. And I'm really looking forward to you hearing what she has to say and how she's expanded my thought processes in so many different ways. And encouraged me to accept multiple truths that I had been, you know, not super open to previously and didn't even know was happening. I know I say this at the end of most episodes, and I wish I could convey it with more, you know, oomph. But this is all about your empowerment, one shift at a time, because that's what it takes. I wholeheartedly, with every ounce of my being, want you to get and stay steady. I will see you Tuesday for our Shift RX. Check out any of the information below in the show notes for the Parental Shift or any of the other programming that I offer. Let's fucking do this together. Bye for now.